Welcome to the Unchained Conversations podcast with me, your host, Dr. Shalita McGowan. Here we take deep dives into the uncomfortable truths that often hold us back. Conversations about life's everyday stressors, fears, and struggles that we rarely discuss but desperately need to face. By sharing real stories, we're shattering fears and sparking purpose, offering listeners the courage to confront their own challenges and find liberation and purpose in the process. Please note, you can tune in on Apple or Spotify, and we can be viewed on YouTube and Facebook. So get ready to reclaim your life, unleash purpose, and live unapologetically you. Hello, everyone. I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Unchained Conversations, with me, your host, Dr. Shalita McGowan. I would first like to say thank you for listening to my very first podcast 2 weeks ago. I received a lot of feedback, and it has given me an opportunity to express myself and to, at this moment, express my thanks. I want to say thank you to those who reached out and gave encouraging words or shared it on YouTube or Facebook, Spotify, or Apple. I just want to say thank you for sharing. Thank you for liking. Thank you for subscribing. And just thank you for the outpour of love and giving me that extra push that I need to keep going. On today's episode, I have toggled back and forth as to what exactly I wanted to talk about. And where do you go when you give such a broad first podcast about your life? Which direction do you go in next? Because there's so many branches that I could follow, and it's hard to choose just one. But today, and on this week's episode, I want to talk to you about trauma and what experiencing trauma is like. And for those of you who say, well, maybe this isn't for me because I haven't experienced trauma. I haven't been in any urgent knife cutting, gun to the head, or abusive, or just uncomfortable situation. It's hard for me to maybe listen about trauma. However, just let me tell you a little bit about what the definition of trauma is, according to mind.org. Trauma is when we experience very stressful, frightening, or distressing events that are difficult to cope with or out of our control. It could be one incident or an ongoing event that happens over a long period of time. Most of us will experience an event in our lives that could be considered traumatic. Just let that sit for a minute. Stressful, frightening, or distressful events that are difficult to cope with or out of our control. That's considered trauma. I want to talk to you from a place of how to move forward from the trauma. But we have to start to acknowledge that we've even experienced trauma. For me, trauma is not being able to explain my feelings all the time. Trauma closed me off from being open. Trauma caused me to second guess when people are extremely nice. Trauma caused me to be an overthinker because of the ways and the ways events played out in my life. Trauma has caused sleepless nights for me. And the crazy part was, I didn't even know that it was really the trauma that was keeping me awake, that was subconsciously within. People don't know what it's like to second guess your happiness. Trauma shapes the way that you live. It almost becomes an identifying marker, becomes your fingerprint to some things, but only a fingerprint that you know. It shapes the way you view happiness. It makes you feel kind of weird when a lot of good things happen to you because you're so used to things being bad. Trauma has made me experience what it's like to smile in public but be broken inside. Trauma made me feel lonely sometimes in a room full of a lot of people. So you basically, you're hiding in plain sight. You look happy, you look together, but it's a lot going on within. Trauma is heavy to carry. It's heavy when you don't want to talk about your trauma because you may not have a safe place. You have that fear of being judged. You have that fear of being whispered about. Or when you walk into a room and once people know your trauma, they're all going to look at you and they're all going to identify you by your trauma. Trauma will shame you into feeling guilty for something that was out of your control. You didn't ask for the trauma. You didn't ask for the shameful events, but yet you feel guilty and kind of embarrassed to even talk about it. Trauma can make peace of mind feel impossible sometimes because you're always waiting for something to go wrong. And especially when people say, you should just let it go. I know that you wish you could let that sickness go. You wish you could let the memory of those tragic events go. You wish you could let that memory of that abusive parent go, or that abusive significant other, or whatever your traumatic experience may be, you may wish you can let it go. For years, I wish that I could just forget about the robbery. For years, I wish that I could forget about the multiple miscarriages I had. For years, and for those of you who don't know, I was on the Dr. Phil show. And during the taping of that show, I was having an active miscarriage. I wish I could let that feeling go. Active miscarriage while taping a show for national television. Traumatic. So trauma comes in various forms. And what's traumatic for you may not be traumatic for the other person. But if it hurt and you experienced it and you felt it, we're going to talk today about how to move forward and start to move forward in our lives. And I don't want to say let it go, but I would like to say start the process of healing to leave it behind. When I went through years of counseling, I would start, I would go, I would start, stop. And I didn't know how to release it, even with therapy. I didn't know what to do to make the pain better. I didn't know what to do to make my relationships better. I didn't know how to function and just be okay with the miscarriage. Just be okay with getting hit in the face with a gun. Be okay with being drug around the house with the bottom half of your body naked. I tried to learn how to be okay. And I wasn't okay. I just wasn't okay with it. But I tried to convince myself I was, so I stayed busy. I kept doing things. I stayed operating in my friend life, just going out, just doing things. But sometimes the tears would come and I didn't really know where to place them. So I'd just go to the bathroom and be like, okay, that was odd. That was a panic attack. Is it social anxiety? Is it, what was that? Those were just noises that were triggers. Smells that became triggers. Sounds that became triggers. And I was stuck inside my body, living every day, being a wife, being a mother, being a business owner, being a friend, and doing everything that was functional with unhealed trauma. And every chance it got, it would lurk. But it wasn't something that I wanted to talk about every day. So how did I move on? I got my counseling. I started to journal. And in my journaling, I started to see a pattern of what was hurting me the most. And it wasn't the fact that the gods came into my house. It wasn't the fact of the robbery itself, but through my journaling, I learned that being pregnant and not knowing and having to lose that baby without even being able to experience the excitement of knowing that I was pregnant before the robbery, it was taken from me. So before the announcement, before I get the positive pregnancy test, I'm dealing with a robbery, a gun to my head, watching the man put a gun to Kennedy's head. But I'm also losing a baby I didn't even know I was carrying. With my journaling, I realized that that was something I was carrying the most. That was heavy in my journaling. The baby I was carrying that day that I didn't know existed, that I felt like I couldn't protect because I didn't even know it existed in the first place. I couldn't experience the joy of what it was like to say, I'm pregnant. And that was actually my first pregnancy after Kennedy. The first one. So I wonder sometimes with my journaling if that baby that I never even got the excitement to say, oh my God, I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. Instead, I'm dealing with a bruise to the face from getting hit by a 9mm gun, bruises in the front of my face, and miscarrying it all at the same time. It's like, whoa, that's a lot. So trauma can be heavy, but there is a way to move forward from that trauma. What I want to say to those who are carrying trauma, I want you to remember who you were before the trauma. Think back to who that person was before that stressful event, before that bad news, before that breakup, before that bad relationship, before that car accident. Think back to who that person was. And as we go forward, we're going to dig to bring that person out. We're going to find that happiness that still lies within. Because we can function and be happy and be all the things, but if you have not dealt with that and found a place to move forward, you can still be stuck. But the good news is we're going to get through it. There is life after trauma. There is moving forward. For me, it was journaling. I also used a weighted blanket. A weighted blanket to cover me and to, it just helped me sleep. It helped me be able to release. It helped me. That weighted blanket was 16 pounds that I used to help me sleep every night. I went to counseling, and some people may feel uncomfortable going to counseling. You may feel like it's not for you because you don't want, you know, the different things. You just, in the Black community, sometimes mental health counseling has a stigma, but counseling can help. It helped me. Journaling helped me. My weighted blanket helped me. Talking to God helped me. Acknowledging what I had been through helped me. But once I acknowledged what I went through, I moved. I took a different step. I wrote the book. And in that book, it's more of a testimony because I didn't really finish my complete thought process. Because as I was writing, I kind of got stuck and it caused me to kind of think, do I want to share that? Do I want to tell all of that? And I didn't really know which way to go. So there's more to come. But I do want to say that you have to move forward. You move forward hourly, daily, monthly, whatever it takes to get you to move forward from the impact of trauma. And you talk to someone. You talk to someone that you trust. I became an informed trauma coach because I know what it's like to not have that safe place to just talk. But I also wanted to move forward and not constantly just relive what I wanted or relive what I've been through, rather. Coaching pushed me forward. I am a living testimony of some great things God has done in my life. Some great things. And I am being positioned to talk to people about how to move forward from their trauma and to give you tools that will actually work, actionable steps that will work. So if you've been through trauma and you're stuck, just try one thing different. Just try one thing different in the positive direction. Just one thing. If you want to write the book, let's start with the title. Or let's start with an outline. If you want to start the business, create the LLC. If you want to start hosting brunches, grab a spot, grab some friends. If you want new friends, put yourself out there and be friendly. But you have to start. You have to move forward. You have to find something from within to pull from and step out of that fear that trauma has placed on you. Fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear you're not good enough. Let's move forward. Let's move forward. I can help you. Someone else may be able to help you. but there is help. And I know just for me, talking to someone and trying to figure out who to talk to get that right advice is hard sometimes. But sometimes growth is uncomfortable. I'm a trauma coach. You can talk to me. You want to move forward? Let's do it together. You don't have to be identified by your trauma. Your trauma no longer has to slow you down. Let's move forward. And remember, one step, something that's burning on the inside, fear, stressful event, something frightening, something out of your control has caused you not to move forward. I challenge you today to take one step into that positive direction of taking your life to the next level. I challenge you to one step. Start the book. Start the podcast, start the business, create new avenues for friendships, put yourself out there to gain better opportunities. Whatever it is that's holding you back, I challenge you to one step. And I promise you that one step will turn into two. And the next thing you know, you're dancing. One forward, one back. You got a sweet dance going, if this has resonated for you. Let's talk. Let's meet here every 2 weeks on this podcast and let's dive into these traumas. Let's heal. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for joining Unchained Conversations with me, Dr. Shalita McGowan, a licensed chiropractor, wife, mother, daughter, sister, friend, speaker, and trauma survivor. Remember, this podcast is solely for informational and entertainment purposes. This podcast is not intended as a substitute for the advice of your physician or mental health therapist. Please note, you can tune in on Apple or Spotify, and we can be viewed on YouTube and Facebook. And until next time, go be great on purpose. I will see you on the next episode.